With Talking Health, I'm Jessica Harding. Ataxia is a collection of rare diseases that affects thousands of people in the UK, causing them to lose their ability to balance, move their limbs, and even speak. I'm joined by Dr. Julie Greenfield from the charity Ataxia UK. Doctor, what is ataxia?
So the ataxias are a group of rare neurological disorders that affect people's ability to coordinate movement. Most of them progressive conditions. Whilst initially someone might wobble around as they walk, and in fact many people tell us that people think they're drunk, as things progress, things can become quite a lot more severe. There are many different types of ataxia. So for example, if you have Friedreich's ataxia, you might also have scoliosis. You might develop diabetes or heart problems. There are ones called spinocerebellar ataxia type 1, 2, 3. These ataxias are actually genetic conditions. They're inherited. And then there are some other types of ataxia which are not inherited that might be caused by autoimmune, or they may be caused, for example, by sensitivity to gluten.
Tell me about OMAV.
Friedreich's ataxia is one of the more common forms of inherited ataxia. For many years, there has been no treatment. And in April this year, we were delighted that it was approved here in the UK. And this is a medication called omaveloxolone, and it has shown to slow progression of Friedreich's ataxia. After approval by the MHRA, drugs need to be evaluated by organisations such as NICE in England, and that's where we are at the moment. And so patients are left with a long wait. So we are arguing for interim access. During this evaluation phase, which takes quite a long time, governments have decided to have an interim access programme whereby people with rare conditions such as Friedreich's ataxia can have access to the drug. Ataxia UK has a campaign ongoing where we have written to the Department of Health and Social Care and have had an open letter that was signed by over 10,000 people, where we're trying to argue for interim access to this important medication that slows progression for people with Friedreich's ataxia.
Where can people go for more information?
If anyone suspects that they may have ataxia, the first step would be to go and talk to your doctor. Try and get a referral to a neurologist or a specialist ataxia centre. In the UK, we have three specialist ataxia centres that were accredited by Ataxia UK in London, Sheffield and Oxford. To find out more information about ataxia for both healthcare professionals and people with ataxia, please do go to our website, the Ataxia UK website.
Thank you, Dr. Greenfield. With Talking Health, I'm Jessica Harding.